We get a one personal space, two personal space, three.
Hey, hello, listeners. This is just a quick disclaimer for this week's episode. As anyone that's listened to the show before knows, there can be some adult language, and anyone that's listening for the first time, please keep that in mind. We tend to be ourselves and not filter, so occasionally a bad word might come out. If you have any children in the room, please put on some headphones or have them put on some headphones. Thank you.
That I don't even care about this. I'm not even interested in having this skin on my personal space.
You're listening to the IDP Guys with Sean, John, and Nathan, the Wizards of Fantasy Football. Your go-to source for the individual defensive player strategy. And now, three guys who could only make an NFL team on Madden.
All right, welcome to the IDP Guys. This is episode 112. I am Nathan, and I'm here today with my co-host, Sean.
What's going on?
And Johnny.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. So, we're still in quarantine, still doing it remotely, but our state here in Connecticut is opening up in about a week and a half, so we might actually, I might actually get to see John for the first time in a month and a half, so that'll be fun. Speaking of fun things, today we released the Offensive Rookie Guide. Half of our Rookie Guide magazines that we've been putting out, or we've been putting together. It's been sent out to the printer, and digital copies have been sent out for all the pre-orders. So go to idpguys.org or dynastyfootballdigest.com and get, you know, your copy of the Offensive Rookie Guide, which is available. You can get it right away. And the IDP Guys Rookie Guide is coming no later than Sunday, I really would say. It might even be sooner, because I've done all of the initial work, and now everything is just replacing it with IDP players. So it's awesome. You guys got to see it. Johnny, you got crack at it.
It looks super professional. It looks like something I would have bought, ignore the date here, but in 2004 in CVS right before the football season started. Like those fantasy magazines you see like at checkout. And it's like, oh, that's right. Fantasy does start next month. Let me grab this, you know? But it's like, that's what the layout looks like. That's what's like really cool about it. It looks super professional. The information is great. I don't agree with you guys on the Anthony Gordon getting no stars or one star. That's some bullshit. But so, other than that, it was beautiful.
Okay, so this has come up a couple times. And if you... so. I get it. It's not exactly perfectly laid out as far as like what the stars mean, but the stars is the ADP. So the star, if there's no stars, that means that player is getting drafted in the fifth or sixth round.
Oh, okay. That's
or sixth or seventh round.
That's cool. And that was in the, that was probably in the little guide map thing in the beginning, right?
Right, right.
That I didn't read.
Assumed people would read it, but I guess...
oops.
You know, everyone just sees stars and thinks quality, but
yeah,
it's really, it was supposed to be an instant way for you to say like, oh, that's when they're going to be drafted. Like,
gotcha.
They're five stars, they're a first round prospect. So we will make some adjustments for next year as far as some of these things. Maybe it won't be stars. We'll figure that one out. But Sean was part of the process. He was in the magazine as a ranker. How did you like ranking, Sean?
Yeah, I fucking hate ranking. Like, it's so terrible. I mean, there's just nothing really else to say. Anybody that likes ranking, like, isn't human. You know, they're just like, there's something wrong with them, and they should probably just, like, be taken out back and shot, because there's just, like, they're not right in the head. I don't know, man. Just... ranking sucks no matter. And like the worst part about ranking is when I was doing all these rankings for like pre-draft and stuff, when I was building the big board and all that stuff, you post these rankings because, like, you finish them and you want to, like, send them out for people to get your information that you have and stuff. Nobody shows up to your rankings to be like, oh, I really like where you put this guy. Like, they can agree with 90% of what you say, but, like, they're only going to mention the 10%, and they're going to sit there and they're going to fight you on it. So it's just like, you put your rankings out there and you just, like, attract negativity and then just have to stew in that just, like, shithole for the next, like, week. I'd fuck rankings.
No, completely true. That's why I stopped doing rankings. Yeah.
Yeah. John wouldn't do them.
I hate them so much.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, you guys did a good job. I saw the consensus rankings that you guys all did. I think that was a good way to get a feel on where everyone was on everyone and get it in a concise manner that made sense for everyone. I think it's an excellent product. It's well worth whatever it is, $20 a pop, $15 a pop for digital. It's well worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it looks so professional that you would not believe that it came from someone as unprofessional as Nate.
Right. Absolutely.
Hey, I put a lot of time and thought into this. Actually, one of the cool features that I like is, so a lot of the times, you know, you're in your drafts and you want to be able to access all those rankings, like, pretty much all at once and see, you know, where players are, who's available. And the way things shook out and how I laid it out, when you get to the rankings part, you actually turn the magazine sideways and you have two pages, like, you flip it, but it's got four different sections of rankings. So you get your quarterbacks, you get all your wide receivers, then you flip the page, get all your running backs and tight end, and it's, like, really easy to just get to the information. So that kind of came out and it was cool. Matt Dingus was, he kept, like, stumbling over that because when you flip a magazine, you also don't have, like, the pages the same way. Like, your first page is on the left, but when you flip it, the right is technically on the top. So he kept going back and forth, like, man, why is this, like, why do you start quarter, like, wide receivers and then you go into quarterbacks with wide receivers? I was like, because you flip the pages. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Just trust me. So when that comes out, it'll be really cool. But there's ADP involved in there. We pulled it from the, you know, what we've been doing for the site. So you get some premium data in there. We have a staff mock and Superflex rankings. Our Superflex ADP made it in the last minute thanks to Morgan at Morgan McLean on Twitter. And so yep. There's just so much information.
Follow Morgan on Twitter. Morgan is, like, the unsung hero of IDP guys and Dynasty Football Digest. That dude puts in a fuck ton of work and gets just, like, no appreciation from anybody outside the site because they have no idea how much work he's putting on behind the scenes.
Yeah, we wouldn't have, like, all our data, a lot of stuff going on right now. It's really been him stepping up, stepping into the plate, and he's, you know, really leaned into it, made it easier of a process, because I know last year Joey was doing the same stuff and just pulling his hair out. So, Morgan took over.
Was Morgan doing start-sits last year on offense?
I think he was doing some start-sits, yeah.
Okay, yeah. He does actually give quite a bit of a shit, yeah. Because I talked to him a lot during the season last year about, because we were both doing start-sits, and he wanted to compare notes and, like, mm-hmm. you know, see how he can get more eyeballs on it and see if there's a better way to do it and this, that, and the other. And, yeah, he's really, you know, he takes ownership. So, yeah.
He puts the time in, and he's really dedicated. I mean, there's things where, like, we'll talk about something like, hey, like, let's think about doing this. And next thing I know, he's, you know, hitting me up on Slack saying, like, okay, like, what do you think of all of this information? And I'm just like, holy crap. Like, I wasn't expecting this so soon. Like, he is dedicated. So shout out to Morgan McLean. Great guy. So with that.
Not as cool as John McLean, but, like, probably the second best.
Yeah, no one is.
Yeah, second best.
Come out to the coast. We'll have a good time. Have a few beers. All right. So I'm going to skip over John's poop question and go right into the football. Give me your stupid early predictions.
All right, let's go by division here so we can all stay on the same page. So we've been asking all our guests this, and we haven't done it yet ourselves, so we got to get it out of the way. We'll start with the NFC, and we'll start in the NFC North for you boys. I'm going Green Bay. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I got Green Bay.
I don't think you could go anywhere else.
Ooh.
No,
ooh.
It's the Packers. Right. If, come on, man.
If Stafford can stay healthy, they might compete for a wild card.
This is pretty hilarious to me because this is actually probably the best roster the Lions have had in 3 years, and this is the first time Nate has not been an absolute homer.
So this is the farthest out of Lions Twitter I have been in 3 years.
Fair enough.
Yeah, okay. All right, NFC South. I am going Saints.
I got the Bucks. I'm sorry, they got too much going on there.
Gotcha. I've hit the Saints as well.
East.
Cowboys.
Dallas.
Dallas.
Sean?
I said Cowboys. Cowboys.
Oh, sorry. You must have cut out for a second on my end. West, I'm going to go 49ers, but that's going to be a rough division. Very hard division this year.
I got the Seahawks over there. I like to bet on the quarterback, and I'm betting on Russell Wilson over fucking Jimmy G.
I'm going 49ers here.
Yeah, that's one of the ones where I think you're definitely getting – at least a wild card out of that, maybe both wild cards out of that division. We'll see. I'm just glad Cowboys aren't playing over there, that's for sure. Wild card 1 and 2 for NFC, I'm going Eagles, Seahawks.
I got Saints, Niners.
I've got Lions, Bucks.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah. I mean, Bucks obviously get better with Brady, but he's a million years old. And yeah, Keyshawn Vaughn's great, but I don't know if he's that great. And their defense is still pretty suspect.
It's not just Brady, though. It's that, like, you added a decent running back, you added Gronk, you added Brady. Like, you're taking everything their offense was last year and removing 20 interceptions.
Yeah, I don't know. But Gronk is, like, made of glass. And old. I don't know. We'll see.
He's not that old. Made of glass, yes. He's not that old, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I could see them competing for a wild card, but I don't know. Saints, this is it, man. The window's closing. Like, they got to do something this year. Or shit or get off the pot. Take a shit or get off and let someone else take a shit. That's it.
Yeah.
Speaking of, okay, never mind. We're not there yet. AFC. North. I was going to go into my poop question. AFC.
Yeah, I know.
What? Just trying to bring it back there.
We're going to talk about it. AFC, North, I'm going Ravens.
Yeah, so am I.
Yep.
Okay. South, I'm going Texans.
I'm going Colts.
I could see it. Whoa, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not Jacksonville.
I could see any of those three.
Yeah, could be any of those three. That's a rough division, too. East, I'm going Bills.
I'm going Pats.
Bills. Pats. With Stidham?
With Belichick.
True.
I'm just saying, I'm not betting against Belichick.
No, I know. Fuck. Yeah. I know. We'll get there.
It's like everybody, for you guys who claim Tom Brady's a system quarterback, suddenly Tom Brady's gone, and now you guys are all out on New England.
I'm not. I got them in a wild card. I got them in a wild card. Yep.
They're taking the division.
I don't know. We'll see. West. Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Okay. Wild card 1 and 2. I got Patriots, Steelers.
I got Browns and Broncos.
Ooh.
I've got Raiders and Texans.
Whoa. Wild. It's entirely possible that the AFC South just gets both those wild cards.
I have a hard time keeping Pittsburgh out of it. Like, I really think they will make it.
Yeah.
But I do think either the Browns or the Broncos make it, and so I'm just like taking both of them.
Yeah. Are we all on board with the Drew Lock hype going into this year?
It depends on what we're counting as hype. Because, like, Drew Lock for me, I always had above Haskins. Like, Drew Lock was definitely above him in my rankings. I always thought Haskins was kind of trash. So I think Drew Lock can be a below average to average quarterback, is probably the most likely projection. He can be a good quarterback as an unlikely projection just because he does have the arm talent. In terms of fantasy production, he could be a great quarterback with all the weapons that they have there. Like, that's definitely within the realm of possibility. It's not something I'm banking on, and where I'm taking him all depends on basically the hype. Because, like, there were a couple of leagues where I got, like, when we started this season before the draft, I got Drew Lock as my fourth QB in a super flex. I was definitely drafting QB heavy, but I got him as, like, probably where most people were getting their QB three. Now I don't think you can get him that cheap, and I don't know where exactly he's going now.
I saw him go as the sixth overall quarterback taken in a super flex startup recently. And even Sam, it was on Twitter, Sam was like, whoa, pump the brakes. Like, yeah, yeah, I'm into it, but Jesus Christ, like,
yeah,
slow down. Yeah. Anyway, Super Bowl, Chiefs, Saints, I don't know. Who the fuck knows? What do you guys have?
Patriots, Bucks.
Wow.
The ultimate showdown to settle it, and then they both retire.
That would be such a painful Super Bowl.
God, if that happened, I would say the NFL is scripted.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
Okay, but here's the thing. If they both make it into the playoffs, like, there's a good chance that that happens. You know, anybody can lose at any point once you get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
But you're saying that the Bills or the Bucks could be better than the 49ers? Just because they got Brady?
Yeah, they could beat the 49ers, definitely. I don't think that they can beat all the other NFC teams in a row to get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
You don't need to beat all of them in a row. You just need to beat a few of them.
Right, but I don't think they get a one or a two seed either. So they'll have to play that extra game. I don't know.
Look at over the years, all the weird teams that have made it into the Super Bowl. You know, like, shit happens. So.
Oh, it does.
Realistically, if you're picking two guys that you don't want to bet against making the Super Bowl, it's going to be Brady and it's going to be Belichick. You know, like, if you told me pick any two teams to not bet against, it'd be the Bucks and the Pats. Because, like, I have faith that they both are determined and prep enough that they could figure it out.
Yeah, I just hope that doesn't happen. That'd be, for viewership, not a great Super Bowl. I think I'd rather totally kill myself.
I'd be totally into it.
Yeah, you would.
Gross.
Of course,
I'm going to repeat.
Yeah, I could see that. I would like the Saints to go instead play the Chiefs and just have like a crazy like 42-40 fucking Super Bowl. That'd be awesome. That'd be great.
I would.
Yeah,
I'd be down for that.
And the most important question: is it possible that the majority of all road rage is poop related?
It is not possible.
Think about it. This was put on Twitter the other day. That's where the idea
don't
for
need
this
to
came
think
from.
About it. It's not possible.
Well, think about your road rages in the past. Sure, some of them have to do with other drivers and stuff like that. But every time you've almost crapped your pants and you're rushing home to do it, you're road raging.
But you act, first of all, you're acting like this is like a common thing where it's like, what is wrong with you that like you consistently have to poop while driving? Like, how poor of planning is that?
So like, most people like, don't road rage though. That's the thing. When it happens, I'm saying the majority of the time that it does happen, it's poop related.
Okay, but like,
so somebody involved has to poop.
What is
correct?
What is your longest commute?
Me?
regular commute.
Yeah, like 45 minutes.
Okay. Can you really not tell if you're going to have to poop in the next 45 minutes?
Now that's not a problem. But college, after three days of drinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I drink Sneaks all up the time. On you. I drink all the time. I know when I need to poop. What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know. Must be a East Coast thing.
I don't know what it is. It's not.
You never had like hamburger helper, and then like 20 minutes later, your stomach flips, and you're just like, "Ooh, I gotta poop."
No, right? Because I know that there are certain things, like if I eat Taco Bell, I'm probably gonna have to poop in the next hour. So it's like there's a 0% chance that if I'm gonna have to do like an hour drive, that I'm gonna eat Taco Bell before it. I'm gonna eat something else. Because I plan. Like, there's no way that I'm going to put myself in a situation where I'm just going to be like...
You know what? I 100% believe that, because Sean, like, you are such an over-planner that I believe that down to the detail, you, like, track your bowel movements.
Are you afraid of pooping in public, Sean?
No, I'm not.
We're getting to the depths of...
zero issue with it.
But I don't know, man. I kind of enjoy it, actually. I like commencing to hover at a Duncan D... and just being like, yeah, I'm out in public. Get this.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
We all have issues here.
No, we don't. We don't. Two of us have issues, and it's not me. Just because I know that Taco Bell is going to make me shit in the next hour does not mean that I have an issue. I'm just not eating Taco Bell.
Dynasty Football Digest, your new essential site for Dynasty information. For as little as $1 a month, gain access to all that we have to offer. Rankings, trends, ADP, in-season assets, and a Slack chat just for subscribers. Purchase today at DynastyFootballDigest.com.
Are you ready to take your fantasy draft to the next level? Order your rookie draft guide today, covering 122 rookie prospects of both IDP and offense. A collaboration between your favorite analyst. Pre-order at idpguys.org and dynastyfootballdigest.com.
Statement Games is a free-to-play social game with a different twist on fantasy sports. Enter contests based around your favorite sports and rank 10 prop bet statements, competing in a DFS tournament style. Win your contest, get coins, then cash them in for real gift cards. Join Statement Games today via website or app store and get 60 coins free.
This week's news.
Alrighty, semi-news-intensive week here. I'd like to start with a couple shout-outs. First one is to Lamont, who is a friend of the show and a bunch of our listener leagues. Reader, listener, you know, well-known to some of the staff over here. Had me in on a couple leagues last year, paid for my entries, and I won some money in some of those, and he nice. Came through with that the other day, and I just want to reiterate how appreciative I am to him for having me in those leagues. Thank you, sir.
So definitely what are you doing with that? Those winnings?
We're going to follow through. As soon as we can go to Walmart, we're getting that goddamn arcade. We're doing it.
There we go. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Yep. And the other one, Sean, you'll appreciate this. I want to talk about Bryce for a minute and some of his tweets lately. Yes. What's Bryce's handle?
BT Rossler.
There you go. BT. If anyone's not following at BT Rossler on Twitter, you are missing out on some of the greatest troll tweets of our generation. Easily. The Michael Jordan one was incredible. He said something to the effect of Michael Jordan wouldn't be able to play in today's league because he'd be too busy ripping bets on FanDuel and playing online poker.
And dude, just like, you know that he's sitting there and he like has an idea pop in his head, and then he spends the next like 3 hours figuring out how to word it to deceive the most people, because like the way that it works always works in the same format where it starts out with like something you could believe, and it's like you believe, but you don't agree with it, and you start getting angry. And by the time you get to the end of the tweet, when the punchline that should set you off to the fact that it's a joke happens, you're already so angry, you totally miss it. And like, it's just a genius format. He's been fucking crushing it. And like, nobody gets it. Like he'll get, I'd say probably about like 10% of the thousands of people that are coming at him over every single tweet actually get it. And the other 90% are just out there just screaming into the void.
Oh, and it's beautiful. What was that reply he had to that guy that was like, can you email me that file? That sounds like a great movie. And it was like a movie he's obviously seen. What the hell was that? Like, you remember that?
I don't know. Yeah, I know exactly what it was. I don't remember what the reply was, but it was really good.
Yeah, yeah. He's just got this way of like, once people realize that they've been had, like, oh, it's beautiful. Just like the realization that comes over them of like, God, I look like such an idiot now. Like, it's beautiful.
The brand is strong over there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So toss him a follow for some good shenanigans.
On top of that, he works for Sport Info Solutions. He does a ton of data analysis and a bunch of all 22 analysis as well. So, like, his football takes are among the best. Like, he's one of the smartest football guys that I know. So, like, on top of the awesome troll tweets, like, he's a really smart dude.
We've got some history with him.
Yeah, he was our first interview, I believe.
He was our first interview. He was a writer for the Lions podcast website that Sean and I were involved with. Known that guy for a while. It's interesting, some of the really high energy guys that started off like with us early on have kind of grown into like some pretty decent roles in fantasy and NFL Twitter.
Yep. Quick addendum to last show. There have been 8 total Super Bowl rematches. Only one was back-to-back years, though. That was Dallas Buffalo 92 and 93, which I should have gotten. And as Sean so correctly pointed out afterwards, quote, what was it? You fucking Cowboys fans have been to so many Super Bowls, you can forget about being in them.
Yeah.
I remember that now. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Must so be nice. At you.
Must be fucking nice.
Oh, shit. All right. So the schedule came out. Feedback. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. We got 5 primetime games. There are a lot of good matchups. There's a Friday game on Christmas. That's pretty cool.
Just out of curiosity, did you see how many primetime games the Lions have?
I did not.
0.
What?
Zero.
Are you kidding me?
No, because their Thursday game is the early Thanksgiving game as usual, and that they count it as their one primetime game for the season. Because everyone else gets a Thursday night game, but we got Thanksgiving, so we don't get any primetime.
Oh my God. 0. I can't even 0. Imagine what that's like. What? Wow.
Slowly dying. I got a glimpse of the schedule. I didn't really dive in deep. Like I've been saying with the rookie guide, I've been just trapped in my office for 2 weeks, just hammering this thing out. Because I've got, I don't know how many emails and angry tweets I've gotten from people just saying, like, when is this coming out? Like, the draft happened. You know, I want my magazine. Now, the draft was 2 weeks ago, and I literally started right then. So I've just been a hermit for a long time.
And yeah, so I heard that the Patriots have one of the hardest schedules, which I looked at it. Yeah, they do. The Cowboys have one of the easiest, although when I looked at it, I was like, that does not feel easy. But apparently it is. And the Ravens have the easiest statistically schedule, which is wild. I don't know how that's possible, but they do.
Schedules are so tough this time of year, though, because so many of the teams that were good last year, nobody saw being good. A lot of the teams just kind of fell off, you know. So, like, I don't know. I don't tend to pay too much attention to schedules this time of year just because it's all who knows.
Yeah.
Who do you guys have for your AFC this year?
We got the shit. I don't remember off the top of my head, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't either. IDP Bob. Oh, here we go. So you guys, Lions, D-E-T, there you are. You have got, oh, AFC South, congratulations.
Yeah, that's right.
Ouch. Oh, right, because we're, yeah, I saw that we're playing the Bucks.
Yeah, and we get AFC North, so we get Cincy and Cleveland, which is okay, but then Pittsburgh and Baltimore, which is not okay. Whatever. Anyway, that happened. That was cool. ESPN did a 2-hour show on it because there's nothing else on right now.
They do it every year. I don't even bother. To me, it's like, I know who they're playing, so it doesn't really matter to me when they play.
Yep. Did you guys watch
through like the winners and losers of the schedules and shit? It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we and you're right. We don't actually know. Like, you know, teams turn it around all the time. There's always like four teams that make the playoffs that didn't make them the year before. Like, that's that stat that's gone on forever. Like, who knows? Speaking of ESPN, did you guys watch the E60 on Alex Smith and his leg?
Nope.
No.
Did you guys see the pictures?
I try to avoid those things. Okay. I know you're a sucker for them, though.
I mean, they were there. I'm a child of the internet. Nothing bothers me when it comes to that stuff. So,
would you say that you are drawn to the disgusting and grotesque? Don't lie to me.
Oh, no, I'm not drawn to it. It just doesn't bother me. Like,
I've seen some of the things you've dropped in our chats.
No, those are hilarious, not grotesque and disgusting. Okay. There's a difference.
Right. Yeah.
It depends on what you quantify it as.
Right.
Yeah.
So that might be the issue then. Where everyone else sees disgusting and grotesque, you see hilarious.
Correct. Anyway, the point is he damn near lost his leg. He had infected tissue that they had to take out. And there's a picture of just his bone, like a good foot of bone with no flesh around it that had to grow back over time. So it's a fucking miracle that like he's out there running around right now. He was last week for his birthday. You guys saw that video, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. It's amazing that they saved his life, saved his leg, and he could possibly come back. That's just wild.
No way he comes back.
But so what is it with recently there's been like a string of these injuries to people's legs? Like there was the Bears tight end a few years ago. Tua had something similar to that.
Yeah.
It was a hip.
Right.
Was it a hip?
It's just bad luck.
But it's, I don't know, like I felt like it wasn't common. 5-10 years
Well, we've been talking about that more and more over the past few years is the size, the speed, the weird turf everyone's using. Injuries are up a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about drafting and playing anymore. It's about drafting, playing, and then paying attention to everything all the time and being on a hair trigger with the waiver wire the entire season.
Yeah. And it gets worse with the amount of leagues you add in. Like with coronavirus, I think I've got like 30 leagues.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. Quick preview for a little bit later. Lynn Bowden and Antonio Gibson have been given the running back designation on my fantasy league. They released a whole bunch of changes to their designations. We'll go over that in a little bit. I just thought it was interesting they put Lynn Bowden at running back. Sean, do you agree with that?
I think he's listed as a running back on their roster. So, yeah.
Okay. Telvin Smith, we're not going to go into details, but he got in more trouble and he's not coming back.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
See ya.
You guys saw that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I definitely saw that. Did you get the Earl Thomas?
Yes, that's in there. Lions not expected to pick up Jared Davis, fifth year option. Thoughts?
Not surprised.
Great.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
We talked about this with Joe G. I talked about this with Joe G in the Slack chat. He was interested in Jared Davis, and I said, I don't know why you would be. With the linebackers they brought in, plus you've got Tavai back there kind of moving in on him, I don't see him sticking around.
I think long-term it might be okay because he might go to a system that fits him better. The problem is that he doesn't do any of the things well that the Lions asked their linebackers to do. It was just like a terrible fit in the first place. I don't know what they were thinking. And the problem was it was really hard to recognize because no one knew what the Lions were going to ask their linebackers to do at the time. You know, it's just, it's bizarre. That whole situation was just terrible.
Yep. And Bryce was right on that one too, ahead of time. Just a thought.
I remember that. And I think
he was wrong about Tracy Walker though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was equally adamant about both picks and was wrong about Tracy Walker. I was wrong about Tracy Walker as well.
Yeah. I mean, no one's 100%. Whatever. Ted Ginn to Chicago. How worried are you guys about that?
I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. He can't throw Trubisky can't throw the ball more than 4 yards.
He's going to beat the ball down the field before it even gets there.
Yeah. It's like the ball is going to go like 4 yards. He's going to be 30 yards downfield.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And then if they do like figure out a way of connecting, Ted Ginn's just going to drop it.
Yep. Frank Gore signed with the Jets. Anyone surprised? He's still coming. He's still playing.
This is the first year that we have not seen Frank Gore kill a Twitter darling in a while, where like every year he is just the reaper of running backs, where you'll be really excited about somebody's backfield and then Frank Gore shows up and just like kills their value, where it's like, he's gone to the Jets. Nobody gives a fuck. This is great. Good for you, Frank Gore. We all love Frank Gore. We just hate what he does to fantasy teams.
What are you doing with him? I actually dropped him in a couple leagues because I had to get rid of some players for space. But is that a waiver wire pickup for you?
It obviously depends on your league size. But, yeah, almost everywhere I'm into picking him up.
Yeah. It was those tight end premium ones that you have that I just – I had too many players, and I don't know.
It's a 53-man roster.
Yeah. I had too many players.
What league is that? I want to pick them up.
No, if you search through it, I think I dropped him in 3 leagues.
Yeah. Beautiful.
You draft him in 3 leagues?
Late, yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
No, I drafted him yesterday in a best ball in like round 40. You know, if Bell gets hurt and whoever else gets hurt, sure. Yeah. Daryl Worley to Dallas. Okay, that's great. It's just corner depth, whatever. Taco Charlton waived, signs with the Chiefs. Any interest?
Rotational pass rusher, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. He showed up well last year, the end of the year. I don't trust it because I always thought he was kind of garbage. I didn't like him as a prospect.
I think he's got a shot at being one of the waiver wire pickups mid-season.
Yes,
when like you've got an injury and maybe there's an injury on the Chiefs and he slots in, I think he can have production. He's just not someone I'm interested having in the offseason.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, last year Tano Kapagazagnon was getting significant playing time.
Yeah.
Tano Pasanio.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah, sure.
Leonard Fournette. I forgot what the news was on here. I think they're not picking up his option. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, he wants out. They want to trade him. Nobody's trading for him.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. Shea Patterson signs with the Chiefs. This is huge news. This is monumental.
Offensive weapon, Shea Patterson. This actually makes a ton of sense to me because he's so similar to Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Mahomes is in trouble here, I think.
I could see him replacing both Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. I don't know which one he's going to replace, but I'd say stock down on both of them because Shea Patterson could just take their job.
Yep, absolutely. All right, moving on. Andy Dalton to the Cowboys. I actually like this.
So the Cowboys actually have a quarterback now, right?
Right. But here's the thing. Regular alarmist Cowboys fans are that $6 million that could have gone to Dak or this, that, and the other. Dak probably shouldn't have played that game against the Eagles last year, but had to because Cooper Rush ain't getting it fucking done. Let's be real here. Dalton is a good enough backup that he could float us for a few games in the middle of the season if he had to. So I'm good with it. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I am too. Like $6 million is not a big deal. And like realistically, if it's an insurance policy, if you can't sign Dak, you have a bridge.
Right.
Like, good to go. Yep. I don't know. I'd be happy with that.
You know, coach says if you don't have two quarterbacks, you don't have one.
There you go. Absolutely. And
nobody says that.
Moving on. Did you guys see the mountain from Game of Thrones broke the deadlift record?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I did.
Okay, moving on. My fantasy league had some position changes. Let's see which of these are relevant here. Sean, you got the list in front of you too, right?
I do not know.
Okay. Well, the Washington ones are huge, right? So Antonio Gibson moves from wide receiver to running back. Thoughts?
That's good.
Ryan Kerrigan moves from linebacker to defensive end. That is a value increase.
Yeah.
Yes.
I might actually get Ryan Kerrigan now.
Yeah, I mean, Kerrigan's always kind of been an undervalued pass rusher, and I think that he's going to probably stay undervalued despite the position move. So, I don't know. He's definitely getting older, but, like, he's one of those older guys that, like, you can draft, and if you're playing something with, like, four D linemen, like, you can fill him in on four different bye weeks and maybe plug him into the flex. Like, he's just kind of, like, a decent rotational player. For fantasy. He's a good starter for NFL. But
Right. This actually gives him value to me because I never thought he was consistent enough as an OLB for my tastes. But this gives him some value, I feel like.
Now, the question is how much time he's going to lose with the addition of Chase.
Right.
Because somebody's going to be the odd man out there.
Yep. And speaking of which, three more of the guys that could be odd men out here. Matt Ioannidis moves from defensive end to defensive tackle. This is actually, I think, a pretty good increase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, there are fewer defensive tackles that are producers.
Do you think this puts him in the conversation of a top 10 defensive tackle?
No, but he's because a solid DT 2 or 3 DT2. For sure. Yeah.
He might be the odd man out. That's the thing. One of these guys is going to be the odd man out.
Yeah, we got to wait and see on this, but him going to DT is good news. That's for sure. Montez Sweat from linebacker to defensive end. Same deal as Kerrigan, kind of. We'll see what happens. And Jonathan Allen, my fantasy league officially DE to D tackle. He's always been a DT in Yahoo, so I guess they're just catching up with the times.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it was the change from 3-4 to 4-3. Really, Yahoo fucked up by leaving him as defensive tackle.
But the way Yahoo does it is if you change, you get the new designation, but you still keep your old one. That's why Chris Jones was a DE-DT in Yahoo last year.
I don't think Jonathan Allen was ever a DT. I think what it was that he was a DT prospect but went to a 3-4. So he got drafted with the DT designation, even though he's never played that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, either way.
He doesn't really care, so they'll just do whatever.
Yeah, if you can get him as a DT, that's where the value is, obviously. What else? Quinnen Williams switches from DT to DT, from defensive tackle to defensive end. That's not great.
Stuck down.
Yeah, that's not good. LaMarcus Joyner is officially a cornerback now. If he still plays some safety snaps, that's a good thing. That's a hit. That's a hidden safety right there for you.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a good chance he gets just washed out of the lineup mostly, but
yeah, we'll see though. And yeah, none of these other guys. Alden Smith's a defensive end. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
What is your take on Alden Smith? He's not going to play at all, really, is he? Like, even if he gets, like what's going to happen there? Because you guys spent some draft capital on D line. You already have some guys on D line. Like, what's he going to do? Is he just like a rotational guy at this point?
Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, like, how much value does an older rotational guy have? Like, is he Ryan Kerrigan or is he lower than that? Because I think he might be. At least Ryan Kerrigan has the chance to. Like, I think Alden Smith could just like show up and just be trash.
Yeah. No. If he's anything, he's like a bye week or short term injury guy. That's that's what I would think. We'll see. Okay, Don Shula passed away, which is unfortunate. I just wanted to read this real quick because I thought this was crazy. So he was a quarterback in his entire career. He only threw 21 interceptions in like a 10-15 year career or something like that. He coached Johnny Unitas, Dan Marino, won 347 games, two Super Bowls, coached the NFL's only perfect team. Was a wildly successful businessman, had 5 children, 16 grandkids, 5 great grandsons. So rest in peace, Don Shula.
Yeah.
Kristen Cavallari wants Jay Cutler to give her $5 million so she can buy a mansion. Cutler freezes his accounts so she can't access them and tells her to get a job. I love this. I absolutely love this.
So do we like Jay Cutler better in retirement?
Yes.
I've always liked Jay Cutler, man.
Yeah. This is great. This is great. She called, and the other day she called him lazy. Like, he was an NFL quarterback for what, 10, 12 years? Something like that?
He's earned some time off.
Yeah. I think he can relax and play with the kids now, you know? Like, lazy. Get the fuck out of here. Unbelievable. And last but not least, Earl Thomas and his brother tag-teamed a bunch of bitches, and his wife busted him with a shotgun and tried to put it to his head. It was on TMZ. Do we think Earl Thomas gets cut from this?
No, absolutely not.
Do you guys think the Mark Ingram thing is real or photoshopped?
I didn't see any of this.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so apparently Mark Ingram commented under Earl Thomas, said basically, yeah, I know TMZ is putting this out, but leave me alone, like, me and my family need space. And Mark Ingram was one of the comments saying, like, dude, what are you talking about? You need space, like, there's a gun involved, there's all this craziness, like, what's going on? And then Mark Ingram came out and said, I never said that, you know, that's a Photoshop, I was hacked or something like that. So there's all kinds of crazy shit happening over there in regards to this.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
I mean, what Sean was just talking in the chat about how he tricks his family with an app that makes up like phone conversations.
Oh man, I do that. I love this. I fucking Photoshop or I do fake iPhone messages, and I'll just like drop them into my family group chat from like random members of my family just to like plant the seeds of chaos. And then just, like, sit back and let them go. They're pretty good.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
MyFantasyFootballShirt.com is your place to get top-quality fantasy football gear. Get yourself some merch from some of your favorite podcasts. Need some custom shirts for your league? Contact us today. Just go to MyFantasyFootballShirt.com.
All right, so now's the part of the show where we pair together two sets of defensive players and a set of offensive players, and we talk about them compared to each other, and then send it out to Twitter and see what you all think. Talk about the next week. So Johnny had a nice set of rookie gut checks for last episode, and I think there were two offensive this time just because of trying to catch on some different hot topics. But the first one is your running your 101 and 102 possibly, or your 102 103 in rookie drafts, Kansas City running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire versus the Colts Jonathan Taylor, 187 votes. What do you think this went? How did we go? Did we split, or
did we go? I don't know. I was obviously Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Right. I believe I said Jonathan Taylor. Yeah.
Yeah. So 187 votes, 52% Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's close. That's about what I expect.
Yep. All right. Moving on. Pair of wide receivers.
With that said, has anybody seen Clyde Edwards, or has anybody seen Jonathan Taylor go 101 yet? Because I haven't.
No, not yet.
No, I think there are a lot of people out there that are not putting their money where their mouth is, where like they say Jonathan Taylor's their 101, but nobody's actually pulling the trigger on that.
Yeah. I think it's between Joe Burrow and Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the leagues that I've been in.
Okay, that's super flex. I'm saying
no. I've seen Joe Burrow go in non super flex. Just
that's
I don't know.
That's incorrect.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. If it's
I'm saying that like any league you're in that had that happen, you should quit immediately.
Or I'm in the right league because I'm getting solid.
You should quit. You should quit that league.
Values.
Okay. You probably play with kickers in that league.
Only kickers.
There's nothing wrong with kickers.
Yeah. Okay. So, pair of wide receivers: Minnesota's Justin Jefferson, San Francisco's Brandon Ayuk, 182 votes, 81% Justin Jefferson.
That's not surprising me at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with it, but it's not surprising.
Yeah, you did not agree with it.
I don't.
Yeah. But whatever.
I love Justin Jefferson too. It's like, don't get me wrong. I just worry about how the Vikings intend to use him. And if they use him the correct way, then great. If they try and play him outside, then they're lost.
Yep. All right. So here is our IDP gut check. A pair of linebackers. The Chargers' Kenneth Murray versus Baltimore's Patrick Queen. 137 votes. 80% Patrick Queen.
That's where it should have been pre-draft, and it wasn't. But that's where it should have been. So,
gotcha. Alrighty, Johnny, take us away with this week.
Alrighty, this week's is another all rookie edition, and probably will be for the foreseeable future. Here, we are going to start with. We're going to do two offensive, one defensive again this week. We'll start with the second wave. What do you guys want? J.K. Dobbins landed with the Ravens. Cam Akers landed with the Rams. I think long-term, I want J.K. Dobbins. If it's Dynasty, I want Akers in redraft this year.
That's actually exactly my answer.
I'm sorry. So who do you want in redraft and who do you want in Dynasty?
Akers in redraft. Dobbins in Dynasty. Yep.
Yeah, I can go with that. I got Akers in a couple good spots, but I don't know. Dobbins went to Baltimore, right? So he's behind Ingram?
Yes.
So how much playing time do you foresee him getting this year?
A little bit.
I'd say it's a 60-40 split.
Him at 40?
Yep.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking too. So yeah, I think he's a good investment for the future. But if you're relying on him to be your running back this year, it's gonna be tough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like it depends on usage because like Gus Edwards was playable last year in that same exact role, and Dobbins is better. So
yeah, very true. I think if I'm looking at the first round running backs though, because Akers and Dobbins, they would probably both be on the board and going around the same
place, Akers right? is going later, but what you're looking at is, so outside of Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jonathan Taylor, pretty much everybody is in like a committee potential situation because you have Cam Akers on the Rams, you have Keyshawn Vaughn, you have Zach Moss over in Buffalo with Devin Singletary. Then you have Dobbins with the Ravens, with Mark Ingram, Akers with Daryl Henderson. Like everybody has somebody there. Like there were no perfect landing spots. And even like Jonathan Taylor has Marlon Mack over there. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire as Damian Williams. So, like, everybody kind of got that committee, and I think you're going to see a lot of 60-40 splits, and it's really just, like, who gets what side of the 60-40.
True. This is true.
Yep. And next one, I don't believe we did this last week, the quarterbacks. Who do you want for your super flex quarterback, Tua or Joe Burrow? I will take Joe Burrow.
Yeah, it's Burrow easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go Burrow there. There's a lot of questions with Tua. Plus, he's probably not going to start until late in the season.
Burrow's got nice weapons, too. Like, immediately got some nice weapons. Yeah. Okay, and for our defensive this week, Willie Gay landed with the Chiefs, I believe, and Isaiah Simmons landed with the Cardinals. Who do you want? And I'm going to say Willie Gay.
I heard he will.
Crazy.
It's Simmons. It's Simmons. Willie, like, for me, I loved Willie Gay, and I was way on the Willie Gay train, and everybody thought I was a fucking idiot for how high I had Willie Gay until he landed with the Chiefs, but like, it's still Justin Simmons. Isaiah Simmons. It's still Isaiah Simmons. Like, you're taking Isaiah Simmons, dude. Like, you're not, there's no situation in which
he had the worst landing spot possible. It's a giant mess over there. I don't want any of those guys. No Buda Baker, no Campbell, none of them. No Hicks. Yeah. I'm staying away from all that shit.
Garbage. You're going to regret that so hard.
No, I'm not actually. I'm not actually. Come on, I'm not actually doing that.
I know.
But here's the thought process though. In Kansas City, Anthony Hitchens, who's a million fucking years old, the last 2-3 years has had excellent playing time, excellent production, and a good system for him. And the Chiefs score so quick. They spend a good amount of time on defense. I don't know. I just think that he's going to walk into a good role and good production immediately, and there are far less questions than there are with Simmons.
So, oh, my God, there are so many more questions. Are you kidding me? He never really started in college. He was like a rotational player in college.
Didn't he get in trouble, too, or something?
Yeah, there's suspensions. There's a rotational player in college. And then on top of that, when you look at it, like, and this is going to come off as me hating Willie Gay, even though I've been like his champion this entire offseason. But what you're looking at though is that Isaiah Simmons is like a top 10 pick, you know? So, like, there is no situation in which he does not see the field significantly. Whereas, like, Willie Gay, if he's not picking up on things quickly enough because he's inexperienced or whatever the case may be, they can just sit him on the bench and they're fine with that. They have plenty of other guys they can fill in. And like, it's a much better situation with less talent there, but like, they could get away with sitting him. Whereas Simmons, like, if you sit Isaiah Simmons, they will riot.
Is it possible that Simmons is another Minka Fitzpatrick, big player, nothing?
No, they're nothing similar. Minka Fitzpatrick is a primarily slot corner safety hybrid. Isaiah Simmons is a linebacker safety hybrid. Isaiah Simmons compares much more favorably to Derwin James.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't really care.
Don't get me wrong. I love Willie Gay. I just like it. The hype went too far for me, and for the Willie Gay hype to have gone too far, it had to have gone way too far because, like, I've been on that train.
So how about this? I think that you could get both of these guys on your team.
Yeah, just one before the other, yeah.
Right. Isaiah Simmons is an early round, like, a late first, right? Late first, early second.
Simmons and then is going, like, as early as mid-first. Willie Gay is going now. He's starting to go, like, mid-second.
Yeah.
To mid-third. So, like, realistically, you'd have to take Simmons back into the third, Gay middle of the second.
Back into the first, you mean? Yeah, but yeah. Yep.
No, you can get... Oh, yeah, sorry. But, yeah, realistically, you're not getting any offense at that point unless you have a bunch of picks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. But, I mean, there's with the discrepancy of where they are being picked, like, there's the chance you get both of these guys because I feel like I've got – I know I've gotten Willie Gay in a couple spots. I feel like one of those spots I also had Isaiah Simmons. But, yeah, if you're going to give up on your – yeah.
I can tell you for certain you have not gotten him in any of the leagues that I am in with you because the only person other than me has been Joey, and he famously made fun of me for drafting Willie Gay in so many leagues, and now he's his linebacker one. So, Joey, shout out to you for being an asshole and then stealing my player.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, and we don't really know. Until we know. That's the bottom line. This is all just taking stabs in the dark and hoping it's the guy.
Right. Always. That's what rookies are. Is you're just hoping that they're going to move into something quick. But with that, let's move into something else pretty quick here. And we've got a special voicemail from our friend Andrew from Oregon. Let's get into that.
Guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? Tell some man. What's up, my guys? I missed you. I'm about 7 deep. I owe you guys a voicemail. It's your buddy from Oregon. Look, we just had the NFL draft, and I know everyone's stoked. I was walking around with a full tent for like 4 days, and then we had our dynasty draft, me and my buddy, this weekend. So look, I'll keep it short and simple. I'll make a few of these phone calls throughout the week. I want to know, you guys already know this, I love Logan Wilson. That guy, I mean, I just think he's got some serious talent. I also love Davis Gaither. They both went to the pricking Bengals. So I want your analysis. I know I've already talked to you guys a little bit on this. I want your analysis. What do you think? Give me your best pop shot. Which one's coming? Little 1-2 punch. Give it to me. I want to know what you guys think. I want some controversy. If all of you guys all agree, I'm going to be pretty upset. I'm going to leave a bad voicemail next time. Just kidding. But maybe. Oh, God. It tastes like strawberries. But anyway, hey. Love you guys, miss you guys. Give me some knowledge on these guys. I got some of my own. I want some of yours. I'm going to call next week with two other linebackers. Or maybe it'll be something else. Maybe it'll be kickers. See if I care. He's going to stop me. Love you, boys.
It's fucking kickers. I'm logging off.
No. Call with kickers and do it while you're taking a crap like you did that one time. That was great.
I will definitely log off.
Yeah. We love you too, Andrew in Oregon, by the way.
Yes.
Logan Wilson versus Akeem Davis-Gaither. So I definitely prefer Akeem Davis-Gaither as a player, but Logan Wilson has the draft capital. So just kind of looking at those two as players, Akeem Davis-Gaither, I think, plays downhill better. He's good at making tackles in open field. He's good at playing in the opponent's backfield, and he's really good in zone coverage. He does kind of everything you want a linebacker to do. But he's kind of inexperienced from the actual linebacker role. He played a lot of overhang in college, and that's just not something he's going to do in the NFL. So there's going to be a little bit of a slower transition. And on top of that, he had the lower draft capital. So, like, there's a precedent to sit him longer without any sort of backlash. You know, like, they're allowed to do that. Logan Wilson, on the other hand, he is a very fundamentally sound player. In terms of like just getting the job done. And he also just has natural playmaking ability. So he has good ball skills. He's good at forcing fumbles and just like all of the things you want in terms of like big plays for big play scoring. He doesn't play aggressively in the opponent's backfield though. Even though he's like quick to make reads and he's very instinctual, like I think he's just hesitant to get downhill. And he also like tackling, he doesn't miss tackles. But he might at the next level because he just kind of, when you watch him, he ends up around the ankles a lot or he ends up too high a lot. He doesn't have a lot of the like hit and drive through tackles. with that said, like, they're both good linebackers, and I think that you want to lean the route of draft capital. So I think I go Logan Wilson here, even though I like Akeem Davis-Gaither better as the player.
Nice.
Nate, you want to talk about some of the film analysis you did on those guys?
Yeah, so I did about 20 hours, I think, on both of these guys each. Joking.
Yeah, this is all Sean. Neither me nor Nate do this.
I'm working my way to that point. Give me like 5 more years.
I will never be at that point. But I'll tell you what, when Yahoo does introduce college IDP, I'm going to get a lot better at that aspect. Mm-hmm. That's why I started playing college for the offense, so I could know what I'm talking about a little more. We'll get there. But it's, you know, everyone has their job. It's not my job.
Yeah.
That's my job.
Your job is film. John is the poop jokes, and right. I just make it all happen.
There we go.
How is only one of us football related?
That is our dynamic. Don't mess with the recipe. It's been working.
Dynasty Football Digest, your new essential site for Dynasty information. For as little as $1 a month, gain access to all that we have to offer. Rankings, trends, ADP, in-season assets, and a Slack chat just for subscribers. Purchase today at DynastyFootballDigest.com.
Special guest. Hey guys, it's Josh, Bobby, and Adam from the Big 3 IDP podcast here, coming to you on the IDP Guys show. And we wanted to take a minute here to talk about the IDP Guys draft magazines that are coming out. Bobbo, we had the honor and privilege to work on this with a brilliant group of IDP minds. I think you actually wrote up a couple blurbs for the magazine. Is that right?
Yeah, T. Higgins and Isaiah Simmons.
Very nice. Two of your favorites. I think you just made a trade for Isaiah Simmons.
I did.
It could have been because of that intel that you were dishing up in this draft magazine.
That was it. I don't feel comfortable about it in hindsight, but I do own Isaiah Simmons now. So happy about that.
Yes, absolutely. I had the privilege of getting to edit and work with a lot of the writers on their blurbs. I think we have like 150, 200, somewhere in that range. Like, it is a ton of players. Like, I don't think there's another magazine out there that can touch this, especially on the defensive side. And Adam, you were also there.
Yeah, I was there. I didn't do much, but you know, I was there cheering from the sidelines. I think I was one of the biggest cheerleaders you boys have ever seen. No doubt about that.
Absolutely. Bobby, I don't think I could have edited all those blurbs if it hadn't been for Addy cheering us on
out in the yard. You know, you look outside from once in a while, he's got to sign up. Go, Josh, go.
Just a little tiny boom box, like, just you know, like Eye of the Tiger outside my window at midnight.
Yeah, that's a typical night though.
Yeah, I think you should get a thank you in the magazine for that, Adam.
I think you're right, but either way, I'm extremely proud of you boys. You know, you boys done great work. You done real good, boys.
So definitely check it out, idpguys.org. I know there's a banner at the top where you can actually order the magazine. It's a steal. If you know, even if you have done your rookie draft already, it's a great magazine to help you get a sense of these rookies, because if your league's like ours, there's probably some guys that are going to be available in your actual auction or draft that you can go scoop up. And there may be some guys that you want to go trade for after you read the intel in this magazine. Having read through every single blurb that was in that thing, I can tell you that it is like really good, actionable information on all of these prospects. It's not just like, all these guys are great. It really does help you get a sense of which players can help you win the fantasy title. So go check it out. Nate, Johnny, Sean, we appreciate you guys giving us a chance to come on the pod, talk about the magazine. Very excited to get my hands on it and sleep with it underneath my pillow. So back to you all. Enjoy the rest of the pod.
And use it as toilet paper.
Might need to in a coronavirus time. Good point, Bobby.
You boys nude in it?
To be determined.
So
Statement Games is a free-to-play social game with a different twist on fantasy sports. Enter contests based around your favorite sports and rank 10 prop bet statements, competing in a DFS tournament style. Win your contest, get coins, then cash them in for real gift cards. Join Statement Games today via website or app store and get 60 coins free.
The IDP Guys is your number one resource for IDP information for your fantasy leagues. For as little as $1 a month, get access to all that we have to offer. Rankings, ADP, trade calculator, in-season assets, and a Slack chat to get personal help all year round. Purchase today at idpguys.org.
MyFantasyFootballShirt.com is your place to get top quality fantasy football gear. Get yourself some merch from some of your favorite podcasts. Need some custom shirts for your league? Contact us today. Just go to MyFantasyFootballShirt.com.
Alrighty. So we got a little bit of a different segment this week. Before we launch into that, though, I just want to talk about some changes that are coming next year. We talked about this after the season ended. Probably not going to bring back the start sit next year. That was a lot of work for a lot of hassle. So sorry, not sorry. But there are a couple new things coming next year. I am going to keep going with the corners. We're going to call it Johnny of the Greeks, cornerback corner. You like that?
Nice.
That's brilliant. I don't know how you came up with that.
I know. That took a whole second to figure out. But we're also going to be diversifying our portfolio and getting into college fantasy next year. So I am of the opinion that this is a growing thing, that it's just going to get more and more popular. I think if you look at football viewership overall, I believe college football has the bigger slice of the pie, but it's people watching their alma mater, right? Mm-hmm. But the point is, there are a shitload of people out there that would play college football, especially college football fantasy, especially now with Yahoo making it so easy with their free leagues on the app. Fantrax is doing it. They've even got IDP in college. So it's growing. Even in the 2 years I've been playing, I've seen it, you know, more and more people pick it up. So we're going to get into that market. So the point of this whole spiel is, if any of you guys out there, the listeners, have any suggestions or things you would like to see in a college fantasy article next year, please let us know. You can get at us through the contact us box on idpguys.org. You can email
directly at Johnny the Greek at 3142.
There you go. Twitter. Right.
Cut the middleman out.
Oh yeah, Nate doesn't want to deal with it. Yeah,
you can just Nate's come... big thing is doing less work.
Right.
I do so much work that I need to cut some things.
Okay. All right. So hit me up on Twitter at orangeman3142. Or you could use the contact us box.
If you hit up IDP guys on Twitter, then you can get to Joey, who will have no idea what you're talking about. And then you explain it to him, and then he'll send you to Johnny.
That's perfect. That's even better. Let's just do that. Everyone go through Joey.
Can I also say that so one of my buddies from my home league is in the Last of Us League with you, Johnny. And so he sent me in a text the phrase diversifying my portfolio. Because I called him out on making a pick that he doesn't usually make. And I was like, oh man, just wait. Johnny the Greek is going to use that at least 7 times over the course of this draft. And you literally used it within 10 minutes of me saying that. I was just like, I fucking told you. Here we come. Keep your count. Here we go.
Oh man. It's true. So, yeah,
we both got a good laugh out of that. But
yeah. But anyway, that just a short spiel there. We're getting into some new things for next year. You know, we're always growing. We're always making plans. Mm-hmm. That's usually Nate's thing, but I come up with some ideas sometimes. Let us know. Let us know what you think. And Nate, I mean, I know you tried college fantasy.
Yeah. I'm going to do it again this year.
I love that you say tried.
It was a try. Last year was definitely a try.
There was a very clear, you didn't play college fantasy.
You tried. You drafted. You drafted a team or two.
I drafted. Yes, I did. I intend to play again this year and see what comes of it. And for just a reference, Johnny's start sit article is going away, but we will still have start sit information on the website, especially for subscribers. So for those that just freaked out and emailed me wanting a refund.
Yeah,
hold
Jesus.
Your horses.
Yeah, no, there's still going to be what? The charts, the.
Oh, there's so much we're going to be building up. Yeah. You know,
if you guys have any concerns about the start sit charts, please hit up Joey on at IDP guys.
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, always growing, always trying to move forward. A lot of stuff in the works. But yeah, I think I'll be coming to you, Johnny, for some information on college fantasy.
Yeah, no, it's grown. It's you know, I think it's going to get huge. But yeah, in the crazy 10,000 word a week IDP waivers article will still be coming as well. So no worries on that.
So you kind of get that information because you always like almost duplicated, you know.
Yeah.
Because right. You would just say like, this is what happened. And then you do a start sit where you're like, well, this happened last week, so
right. They always lined up. It would be like, okay, if you need defensive tackle help, you can get Tyler Davidson. He's like a DT3. And then in the start sit, it would say tier 3 Tyler Davidson. So there you go. Anyway, all right. So we just got through the draft. It was a shitload of work for you guys. I didn't do anything. And everyone's a little burnt out. Except me, because I didn't do anything.
How many words was my big board? How many words did that come out to?
It was 20,000 and like some odd words, 652, something like that.
Ugh, gross.
That's a lot of words. Yeah. And you guys have been working on the magazine nonstop. Yeah. There's just been a lot of shit going on here and a little bit of burnout, even though it's off season. And, you know, I wanted to reel us back in a little bit this week and talk about why we're doing this in the first place, which is because it's fun and because we love football and because we enjoy this. So I figured let's all each tell maybe a little short story about something we enjoyed in football, something crazy that happened. Sean, I know for a fact. You can tell me something from a Vikings game that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so most of my stories I've kind of told already. So I told the going to Lambeau.
Yeah, the guy that crapped his pants week. In front of you. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, just shit himself right in front of me. I told that one. And I've told this one before, but I want to do it anyway. So I was at the game with a couple of Vikings fans. There's actually a 2-year story. It's like, because I go to the Lions Vikings game in Minneapolis every single year. It was maybe 3 years ago where the Lions were down by 7 with like 17 seconds or something like that. Yeah. And we're all fucking wasted. And my buddy just turns to me and is like, hey, 17 seconds enough for your boy Matt Stafford. And I'm just all fucking hammered. And, like, this is in, like, the peak of the fourth quarter comebacks where, like, we were at, like, 4 already and, like, 5.
I remember this. Johnny and I were at Sliders watching that very game.
Yeah. Yep. And I just – so he's, like, 17 seconds enough for your boy Matt Stafford. And I just turned to him all hammered and, like, overconfident. Just go, plenty. And sure as shit, just marches down the field, fucking nails it. And then – tops off overtime with the Golden Tate flip into the end zone, dick to Sandejo's face, and just like absolutely fantastic. One of the best experiences I've had at a game. So then the following year we went to it, and like I'm a smaller dude, you know, I'm not a big fucking dude, and I wear my Lions gear out to Vikings games, and let me tell you, like, I have terrible experiences at basically every Vikings game I go to where like fans are just awful. And it's not even like me cheering or anything because I know better by now. It's just like typical fanhood where like fans just are aggressive and drunk toward fans of the other team. And so the two guys I was with are just these big burly ass fucking Minnesotan dudes, just giant dudes. And they were inside getting drinks and I was outside having a cigarette, and these Vikings fans basically like backed me into a corner talking shit. And then my two buddies like show back up and they're like, hey, something the problem here? And they're like,
No, we're fine. Like, it's all good. We're just chatting with your buddy, and gave me like a little nudge on the shoulder. It's like, oh man, I just fucking love football games and just like this macho bullshit. It's just like people backing down as soon as they see the bigger human being. It's just hilarious to me. But yeah, those were 2 years in a row. And then I went last year and I was just fucking blackout for the games. The Lions, we had, I think by that point, David Blau playing. And so it was just it was like, fuck it, I'm just going to black out and eat some stadium tacos.
Jesus, man. How long you been going to games for?
Oh, man, like going to Lions games?
Yeah, or Vikings or whatever, like just going to games.
Well, as long as I can remember. So my parents actually took me as a baby, like an actual baby, two years old, to the Lions' last playoff win in 1991. Wow. So I was at that one. It used to be a thing where, like, we moved to Minnesota when I was three. And then basically we would go back to Michigan for Thanksgiving every year because, that's where all the extended family lives. So we would go to the Thanksgiving game every single year. We still had season tickets, and basically we just sold all the tickets aside from Thanksgiving every year. But yeah, so I've been going to games basically since I was born. And the problem was, is we quit going to Thanksgiving games right around the time they started winning. So like, it was just constant disappointment every Thanksgiving, but I got to see Barry Sanders play. So that was pretty fucking awesome. That's something that you just like, no matter how young you are, you never forget watching a human being move that way.
Yep. I saw the triplets play as a kid against the Giants in 96. And then I went to Baltimore with my dad the year the Ravens won the Super Bowl. It was Aikman's last year in the league, I believe. And they got shithoused. It was not even close. The Cowboys were, it was awful. But it was cool. Like, you know.
How old are you?
Oh, I'm 36. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So I was like 12.
I guess I never got that. Nate, how old are you?
32.
Okay, you're older than me. I turned 31 2 days ago. So
gotcha. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah,
Johnny, I thought you were older than that.
No, 36. Yeah,
than me. Yeah, I didn't realize we were 4 years apart.
I know,
like a young 65.
Right. No, I'm mentally I'm like 12. but you know that. But yeah, I've seen a lot of history, man. I saw Eli Manning's first start ever against Mike Vick in the Falcons. That was a good game. That was a real good game. God, what else? I saw the Saints the year they won the Super Bowl with Reggie Bush against the Giants. That's actually one of my favorite games. It was Tiki Barber Day because he had retired. Remember that? Tiki Barber walking away mid prime of his career.
Yeah.
So they gave out like commemorative books for Tiki Barber Day, and they scored the first 7 points on a bomb to, I think it might have been Plaxico Burress, and the Saints scored the next.
Who actually literally shot himself in the foot.
Yep. Right. And the Saints scored the next 45 points, and the Giants didn't score again.
Oh, man. Okay, so the Saints game 2 years ago, Lions-Saints. It might have been 3 years ago. But that was another one, like, in that comeback streak where the Lions were down, like, 35 points going into the second half.
I remember that game, yeah.
They came all the way back, and they were within 7 points. And then Stafford had a pass batted at the line. They got intercepted in the end zone on their own, like, 2 yard line. But like, they were that close to having the biggest comeback in NFL history. And we were down 35 points. And that was like, literally my buddy texted me 35 points down. And was like 12 minutes and 45 seconds enough for your boy, Matt Stafford. Cause like that text happens every time we're down now. Like, every time we're down, I'll get that text message.
And like that was the first time I was like, nah, we're fucked. Then we like came back and we were within seven. I'm like, holy shit, this is gonna happen. And then the batted pass, interception in the end zone, it's just like, fuck.
Yeah, man, there was some, there have been some good games. I saw Favre as a Jet against the Rams. It was like 42-3. No, that was cool, man. Favre lit them up. They went 9-7 that year. They were okay.
I know, but yeah. I like to forget that he played for the Jets.
Yeah. Well, he ended on a hot streak. Didn't he end with the Vikings, or did he have? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, I mean, we literally left at halftime because it was like 35-3 at halftime. We're like, all right, this is over. Yeah, man.
I don't think I've ever left a game early.
Yeah. Well, we had Sunday ticket at home, so we were like, fuck this. Let's get out of here. Let's go see what's happening on fantasy.
let's not buy $12 PBRs.
Yeah, right. Right. But yeah, dude, I've seen a shit ton of games. The craziest thing I've ever seen was a shirtless dude get tasered next to me, trying to fight a cop. That was interesting.
I feel like you should, like, that should be common sense. Like, tiers of people you should not fight: cop,
yeah,
everybody else.
That's the top tier. Yep. But this dude was shirtless and like 15 beers deep. He didn't know what was going on. So that was fun.
All right, but like 15 beers deep, been there, never fought a cop.
Right.
Just don't do that.
Simple. Right. Right. Don't right. We that. Got the. We got the off switch, yeah. But yeah,
15 beers deep is like Monday night. Never fought a cop.
But yeah, seen a lot of good stuff. How about you, Nate? I know you've been to at least a few games.
Yeah, I've been to a couple games. I think the story that I haven't told that is funny and kind of talks about our early friendship. When I first met. So, like, you convinced me to go watch football way back in the day, 2009. We were working together at Halls, and we were all, I think I was constantly like, hey, let's hang out, let's have a drink, something, because we just kind of clicked early on. And then you finally asked me if I wanted to go watch football, and at the time I didn't really watch football. So we go over to your buddy Steve's, and we get in there. This is the first time I've met him. It is a little apartment back in Bristol, and you and another guy get me so shit faced within the matter of probably like an hour. I'm meeting this guy for the first time. I barely know you.
Three Angry Orchards.
No, it was more than that. There might have been some other stuff.
Four Angry Orchards.
let's just for the sake of publicity say, yeah, a lot of alcohol in a very short amount of time, to the point where I ended up going between passed out and puking in this guy's toilet through all of Sunday football through Sunday night, until John picks me up, rolls me into his car, and drops me off at my old apartment. And that was my introduction to football.
Yeah. It was supposed to be fun. It was supposed to be just have some beers, eat some pizza, watch some games.
Yeah. Which turned into later, subsequent
down the road
Sundays after, right. Which the fact that I ever went back to Steve's place, not only that, but like now we're like close friends.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You know,
right.
Like, this is,
I don't believe it. I've never heard of this guy, Steve. He's not real.
No, he's good. And you know what? He could write for us if he ever wanted to. He knows as much as a lot of us do.
Let's get him in one of these leagues and we'll talk about what
he's got two kids. One's like real fresh. So he's got
fresh
no
out
time.
The oven.
Fresh out the oven. Yeah. Yeah, man, I got so hammered at a Jets-Browns game one time that I went to take a piss, and I came back, and I used a check as my ticket to get back into my seat because I had lost my ticket, and the guard was so busy he didn't even look, and I got back in, which was nice. But then I fell down the stairs with the four beers I had bought, and dumped them all everywhere. And it was 32 degrees out and I was just covered in beer and it was freezing to me. And like, it took me a half hour to find our seats and it was just a fucking mess. Yeah.
What the fuck? what the fuck is wrong with you?
That was a crazy game. A dude had a truck with a noose off the back of it with a Tom Brady effigy in the noose driving around the parking lot. People were kicking it and shit. It was like something you'd see in Iraq. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. All right. Well,
that's memory lane.
Memory lane right there.
Johnny the Greek.
Alrighty, I'll preface this by saying I have no idea who I'm taking here, but I thought this would be an interesting conversation piece. Bovada has put out their offensive rookie of the year odds for next year. And obviously the first person would be, take a guess,
Joe Burrow,
right. He is plus 250. In second place is Clyde Edwards-Helaire at plus 450. Then Jonathan Taylor, plus 800. Tua at plus 950. Cam Akers, Keyshawn, DeAndre Swift, CeeDee Lamb, J.K. Dobbins, Jerry Jeudy, and so on and so forth. A couple ones that stood out. Jalen Reagor at plus 5,000. Sure, he probably won't win it, but at those odds, you know, $10, you make 500. Like, that's not a terrible bet. What do we think, though, realistically? Probably Burrow or Taylor or Helaire, right? I mean, Vegas seems like they're dead on with this. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it's one of those three. I think I'd be shocked if it wasn't Burrow.
Yeah, I think they would go quarterback over running back and QB or running back over any other position.
Yeah. So last year, who did they give it to? Was it Kyler? I can't remember. Yeah, it was Kyler, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, those are out. Go place a bet if you feel like it, but I'm not touching this one with a 10-foot pole.
Gotcha. Alrighty. So with that, that wraps up our episode. Follow us on Twitter at IDP Guys. Individually, I'm at Nate Cheat. John is at OrangeMan3142, and Sean is Lanny1925. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to IDPGuys.org. And on the sidebar, there are links to Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and an RSS feed for the podcatcher of your choice. While you're there, get a subscription to the site. We got some great data, premium data from ADP rankings. We got a trade calculator up there. We've got rookie rankings, rookie ADP. Man, Morgan has just been doing so much with collecting data. And great, great stuff to help you with, you know, your dynasty drafts, your startup drafts, all of that stuff. And then you get into the Slack channel, our subscriber Slack channel, and you can just ask whatever question you got. Not only that, like, you just get to have good conversations with good people and get into leagues. You know, every so often someone will throw in like, "Hey, looking to fill a league or got an orphan." So it's just a good community. So definitely jump in, become a subscriber, and there's a lot of different options. If you just want the rankings, you can just get that all the way up to our highest option. Also comes with both of our sites plus the magazines. So there's, you know, a wide range there to help you out. Also watch our content on YouTube, Writer Digest Network, R-E-I-T-E-R. That's where this show is. We've got Dynasty Football Digest with Sean. We are getting IDP Nation is going to be on there soon. I've been kind of doing the magazines, but we've got a deal worked out where they'll be publishing with us their video content. Just tons of stuff. So much. We're just doing so much. It's hard to keep up. It's like, I don't know.
It's what he pays me for.
I pay a lot of people to do a lot of things. just to keep us going. So we got the magazine. As I said at the top of the show, we just released the Offensive Rookie Mag. You can get it digitally for $15. It's $20 if you want the print copy. I just sent it to the printer, so we're just waiting for it to come back. I think that they quoted maybe a week, and then they'll be shipping it to me, and then I ship it out to everyone else. So a little bit of time if you do get the print mailer, but we've been giving a digital copy out so that you have it immediately for your rookie drafts. Everyone's doing rookie drafts right now. We got an IDP one. Like I said, I just have to input all the data and get that one going too. So that should be out by Sunday at the latest. With that, I'm going to end it there. I probably could say like a dozen more things that y'all need to subscribe to or buy or whatever, but you know, just follow us and be part of the community.
Let me say this real quick. So the IDP magazine, like, that's something you're not going to get anywhere else, where like what we're doing for Dynasty and all that, like, it's excellent content and we're all working really hard at it. And you have a ton of great minds working on it. What we're doing at IDP, guys, for the IDP magazine, it's all of that, but also there's nothing like that out there. And there are just so many players and so much analysis and so much ranking in that magazine that you're just like, you're not going to find that. And I don't agree with everybody's rankings on everything, and that's exactly why you have all of these different things in there, is so that you can see a ton of different opinions and you can see all this information on all these different players and make educated decisions. So honestly, like, as somebody who is new to IDP a few years ago, like, this would have been like a godsend to me. So, like, if there's anything you're going to purchase this offseason, that's worth it.
Yeah. I did the offensive one already. I think we had, like, six rankers and then created a consensus out of that. And then, like, too many players at every position. So, like, I don't know. What was it?
Way 20
quarterbacks, 15 tight ends, 40,
no, it was
60 wide receivers.
It was 35 tight ends, dude.
I think it got cut down.
About that. Oh, I know. Because I bitched about it.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no fucking way I'm ranking 35 tight ends. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, but the final, like, we did 50-plus profiles, but when you get into the rankings, it's exhaustive. And I know because I had to, like, I was putting it into my computer. I had to have my girlfriend read off the numbers just because I was getting nauseous from moving my head back and forth between my screens so that I could input the numbers. Like, I spent a whole day on just putting in the rankings. So it's, you're getting a lot for the amount of money you're spending. And we put so much time and effort into it. I just, you know, and that's just the offense. You get into the IDP, like, who else is putting out IDP magazines? Who cares enough to, like, put that kind of time and energy into IDP right now outside of us?
Man, you just summed up my 5-minute rant in one sentence.
Yeah.
And I would just like to say that I have to poop, so I'm going to go road rage.